That's an association of black defenders media meeting with Dr. McCorvey and Freddie Howard. Black defenders. This is a morning session with Dr. Michael McCorvey, the CEO of the National Association of Black Defenders. We will be talking about our coming up schedule for the year 2021. Good morning, Dr. McCorvey. Let's start with Twyla and the VA. Go ahead.
Yes, we're so excited. This upcoming year is going to be a grand finale for the National Association of Black Defenders. We have a lot on the table, and one of the programs that we have on the table is the VA, Veterans Administration. One of our directors and board members, Ms. Twyla Jackson-Merkin, will be working with us on putting together several programs since she is the Southeast manager for the VA. She works out of the Montgomery, Phoenix City, and Opa-locka and Auburn, Alabama offices, and she's going to do a segment for the monthly segment for the National Association of Black Defenders, and her segment is going to deal, the first one is going to be about racism and the VA, which is a heavy topic, racism and the VA, and she'll be talking about collaborating on some of the problematic things that goes on within the walls of the VA. And we're excited about having her a part of this program, a worthwhile program that's well needed right now in times like these, dealing with our government affairs and government officials. And some of this will be brought to the attention, to the forefront of the local VA and what they're doing and what they're not doing, how they can improve the system, how they can make it better, how they can really touch the lives of the citizens around them, you know. And we just want to be inclusive. We want to be inclusive in this program. And we want to show the many members of the VA and those as a part of the VA how we can work together to make this a better and more sufficient system.
One of the things that is troubling is that so many VA representatives can't get no answers. Now, I filed a claim over 11 months ago, and every time I call them, they're trying to get my records. I hear that just like a broken record over and over. And everybody I call, it's the same thing. And another thing, I wanted a VA book that tells you all about your benefits. Guess who got to pay for that book? Hell, I got to pay for that book. If I want that book, I got to pay for it. Perhaps maybe the National Association of Black Defenders, I don't know how much that book costs. When a person calls and needs a book as a special introduction offered to them, we offer to the VA person a introduction book where you can know all your benefits and everything you're supposed to get. And the number one thing I would say is the VA people that are frustrated need the VA number for suicide prevention, because a lot of VAs, veterans, are killing themselves now. And the National Association of Black Defenders, we can become a workable, viable part of this country in meeting VA needs. We have our own representative, Ms. Twyla, and she can give out her number where folks can call her at any time and deal with their problem. But the thing of it is, the VA is just backed up. Maybe we can begin to send folks to VA to be hired, to work in records or whatever. With this COVID thing, this stuff is just all messed up now. But anyway, thank you, Dr. McCorvey, for bringing that to the forefront and making that materialize here in 2021. And that is a VA contact person on the National yes. Association of Black Defenders.
And we want to
homepage. Go ahead.
We want to preemphasize that they are, I count some of it for bureaucracy, because we get called filibustering with all the politics that's going on a lot of times on the Hill in D.C. until a lot of it become just this bureaucracy, you know, and we having to deal with it as a citizen, and we don't know the ins and outs of the system. when it comes to the VA, which is very important because you have to understand the ins and outs of that system, you know, and on a literal base, we don't have no one that can actually locally give us the direct information. It's like sometimes when you're talking to government officials, they take you around the merry-go-round bush, and then they tell you that, okay, we can help you, and this can happen, and that can happen. But when it comes to giving you the direct information, our citizens, our people that don't understand the system, which is about 90% of us, we get lost because we don't have an understanding of what's going on. Then they don't try to explain or break down, okay, if you take this route right here, if you go in this direction here, nobody on Capitol Hill does that. I'm going to be honest with you. I work in D.C. Nobody does that. Okay. Good deal.
Don't have a VA benefits and contacts. So he needs to have that information on that page as an item on the sitemap. VA benefits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the contact person at the VA. All right. We also need to have, let's talk about Ms. Edna Gooch. That's in regards to drug rehabilitations, prison time, getting out of prison and trying to find jobs. In other words, talking about the life in prison, getting out of prison, what it's like in there, where people can contact her and talk to about the situation in the prison. You go ahead and talk about Ms. Gouch.
Okay, Ms. Edna Gooch is one of our board members. She's over prison reform and transitional homes for the National Association of Black Defenders. Ms. Gooch will be bringing to the table rehabilitation programs that's going to serve all over the country. She will have a base in West Virginia, but she will serve all over the country when it comes to prison reform and even criminal justice reform, because we're going to make sure she get her certification as a lobbyist to go behind the scene and really look at some of the issues that our system is facing when it comes to criminal justice reform, which we stand in need of right now, especially with the outbreak of police brutality, death of George Floyd really opened that door up, believe me. And we want to talk about these subject matters. And Ms. Gooch, she's the one that's handling these subject matters and others when it comes to prison reform, criminal justice reform, and the system. She's the one that's going to be speaking to us on these matters as we begin to build our transitional home there in West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia. And also we want to put a home, a transitional home, a halfway house in the Monroe County, Alabama area. And we want this to be for the young men that's getting out so we can train them, retrain them when it comes to job advocacy, when it comes to vocational rehabilitation, when it comes to getting them back in society again. We just don't want to turn them out into the streets so they can go back and do the same thing that ended them up in prison. But we want to have a rehabilitation program in place so when they leave there, you know, and this is so vital, and just turn them out into the streets is no good. When they leave there, they have a different frame of mind. When they leave our transitional program, they have a different frame of mind. They will know how to go build a house. They'll know how to buy a house. They'll know how to work on their job and maintain their job. So these are some of the things that we want to have in place this upcoming year when it comes to prison reform and criminal justice reform through Ms. Edna Gooch.
Let's talk a little bit about the schedule for the National Association of Black Defenders. Starting in January, February, and March of 2021, Our first event takes place January 11th. January 11th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? That will be dealing with specifically human rights versus civil rights. Human rights versus civil rights. That's a 3-month-long conference calling, interacting with people on civil rights, human rights versus civil rights. It will run all the way from January, February, and March of 2021. Now, you want to talk about that briefly, what we'll be talking about in regards to the person that will be the main person running that is Dr. Michael McCorvey Sr. Or his designate. Human rights versus civil rights. Dr. Clayton Howard is the board member that deals specific with that. Perhaps it will be both of them in a session. But anyway, it will be dealing with human rights versus civil rights. That's in January, February, and March. Go ahead.
Of course, Brother Howard. It will probably be me, myself, and Dr. Clayton Howard. And because he's our Deputy Commissioner of Human Rights. And we both will tackle this subject matter those 3 months, and we both want to show the difference between human rights and civil rights. We want to point out how can we obtain the right information from the civil rights movement of the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and early 70s. How can we go back in law and find the legal documentation to prove the grounds of civil rights in that era? You know, and what was so momentous in that era, and what was need to be brought out that's not being spoken of today when it comes to civil rights? It was some laws that was put in place during the civil rights movement of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and early 70s, that has not, that's enacted, including the voter right program, that has not been enacted on, that has not, we got to sometimes go back and reinvent the wheel when it comes to civil rights, because we have to understand the law. We have to understand the principles of what this country is supposed to be built on, and we got to understand the movement. You know, so very important when it comes to civil rights. So very important. We need to go back to that Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1968, and look at the Reconstructed era as well. You know, which goes back further than that. You know, so these are just some of the things that we need to talk about and bring out to the forefront to the public, because the public needs to know that this is something that just didn't start, that our Civil Rights Act from 1964 and 68, this is what started the whole major movement when it comes to voter registration. You know, so we're going to exemplify and expound these months on the Civil Rights Act and human rights. Human rights deal basically with the things that's going on now and things that has took place in the past when it comes to the analogy of our rights as citizens. And regardless to race, nationality, color, sexuality, and the list goes on. You know, we have been defamed, I want to say it like that, from exemplifying our rights as U.S. citizens. You know, so we want to get back into that. And we want to point out our to our audience and to our different groups that we do have rights. And you need to understand your rights. You know, even when it comes to, I talked about housing a while ago, even when it comes to fair housing, you need to understand your rights. You need to understand why we have this law in place. that so many people have been violated when it comes to affordable housing and fair housing in the last, I don't have to go back far, in the last 10 years, you know. So this is very important. Two good issues, human rights versus civil rights, that we got to bring to the forefront. Now is the time.
Okay, thank you, Dr. McCorvey. All right, the second item for the year of 2021 is dealing with U.S. government certification and contracts. That'll be for the month of April, May, and June. April, May, and June. Dr. Michael McCorvey Sr. will also head this up, and he will bring in designated people on these days here during the month of April, May, and June. April the 5th through the 12th, May the 3rd through the 10th, 17th, June the 7th, 14th, and 21st. Then on the 28th and 29th would be day of certification. That means on that day, all of the people that attended over the past 3 months should be able to state emphatically they are qualified. They are qualified and prepared to fill out the information and request that certification. And perhaps during this time period, they should have filled out their paperwork, and Dr. McCorvey went over their paperwork, checked their paperwork in and out, and all they have to do on the days of June the 28th, 29th, and 30th is some of them should be done sent that paperwork already in. They should be able on June the 28th, 29th, and 30th, that's at the end of those three months, April, May, and June. April, May is and part of June is preparation, filling out paperwork, getting ready. But on June the 28th, 29th, and 30th, we should have five or six, seven, eight, however number of people that's been attending these conferences qualify for their certification. Go ahead, talk about it.
Absolutely, Brother Howard. That's a main ingredient toward building our economy. Is how to prepare for federal contracting and grants. How to prepare for federal contracting and grants. During that period of time, I have a PowerPoint that I do. And I actually attended the PowerPoint on and paid for the PowerPoint on federal contracts and grants in Washington, D.C. It was in Arlington. Back in 2018, I did a study in our nation's capital on federal grants and contracts. And I am actually a certified federal contractor myself. And we want to talk about during this period of time how to obtain these contracts. What's the certification guidelines? We want to talk about businesses that's needing these contracts. What business can apply for these contracts? What certification you need to have in place? We want to talk about even on a more local level. Do I have my LLC? Do I have the right type of incorporation? Am I qualified to be a 501c3 tax exempt organization? What does it take for me to have all of my, as we say in old school, ducks in a row to obtain these type of contracts? And most of these federal contracts pay out. The payout is very good. Over the years, we've had some discrepancies of the white and black issue when it comes to even federal contracts. You know, back in 2017, I was at the hearing in 2017 when we went to point it out, and this was in back in D.C. again, pointing out to the executive board of national contracts by the government. I'm one of the main ones pointing out to them that we cannot allow, just because Susie, who is a white American, but she's considered on paperwork with the government a minority. We cannot allow this type of behavior from our white counterparts to continue. You know, they were stealing contracts right from under our nose. Just because what was happening is that they were taking the contracts and giving them to their quote unquote white husband, you know, and say, hey, look, we have these contracts here, and she takes the contracts and she gives them to her husband, who's a white American, and that's illegal. I have caught their hands in the cookie jar like that so many times. And I did a call. I did that call to let them know that, hey, we're not going to allow this to happen because you're depriving people that actually need these contracts, number one. And a lot of these contracts were set aside just for minority vendors. Yes, we understand that they have, according to our Constitution, acknowledged white women as minorities. But when they take the contracts and give them to their husband or their family member that's not in the system as a minority, that's when they go beyond the line and we have to draw the line. You know, so I do a lot of investigative reports on this subject matter to make sure that things are done right and our people get what they're supposed to get.
Okay. All right. The third item that we're going to need to cover is for the month of July, August, and September. This is dealing with radio media information about National Association of Black Defenders. We need to work up radio spots for, number one, civil rights plus human rights commercial. We need to work up a spot for government contracts and federal grants and how you get grants. That's a commercial. A 30-second spot, a minute spot, 90-second spot. The next item will be on a radio spot for if you want to be a radio announcer. You want to bring your radio station on as a supporter and arm of NAB. How you get that done? Who you contact? What you got to do to get that done? And finally, and not least, the last one be work number four for the week, for the month of October, November, and December. This would deal with specifically VA, the VA. This would be Ms. Merkin, facilitator, along with Dr. McCorvey. It's just about Veterans Affairs, the status, all the things that you need, racial discrimination. You know, these are commercials. I mean, this time is be spent totally on learning about the VA and what you need to do as a veteran to help yourself. Now that's all of them. That's all of them, Dr. McCoy. All four of them.
And now that sounds good.
During the radio period, during the third item, which is the radio time, we ain't gonna be doing nothing but cutting commercials, getting commercials, running commercials, getting them disseminated on Facebook, putting them on YouTube, putting them everywhere that we can post them about the National Association of Black Defenders. A word, you can just say a word from the National Association of Black Defenders on BA benefits, a word from the National Association of Black Defenders on government contracts and being certified, a word from the National Association of Black Defenders, all your rights under the VA, a word from the National Association of Black Defenders on human rights versus civil rights. Do you know your rights? You know, commercials like that, and then a commercial saying, do you want to be a broadcaster for the National Association of Black Defenders? That's what I'm talking about. We got to put all this stuff together. Now, the first thing that you need to send out, item number four, send that when you get, when you look on your copy of what I just sent you, Dr. McCorvey.
Right.
Number four, that's the last one. Go down there and send that entire thing to Ms. Merkin. Even though I got Ms. Murphy there, there need to be Ms. Merkin. You put on a date to be set by Ms.
Merkin, okay,
and facilitator Dr. McCoy. You all will determine them dates. Whenever you all determine the date, I go into the recording mode of what you all talking about and what you're going to do. You call the radio station and you go for it. And I awesome. Record it, and then we get to sending it out.
Sounds good. That looks good, man.
That's it in a nutshell. That's all of them. Only one.
That
we did
Miss Edna
Gooch and we did Miss Twyler for VA. Now, this is number four item down here at the bottom goes to Miss Twyler. Let me read the entire thing for you. Calendar 2021, months of October, November, and December 2021. Date to be set by Ms. Merkin, facilitator, and Dr. Mike McCorvey, Sr. Ms. Murphy, the facilitator, facility president, whatever, she know what she do. She just make it happen.
Right.
Racial discrimination is at the top of the line. Veteran status discrimination in form of discrimination and violation of federal and state laws involving harassment based upon veteran status. The form of discrimination may be inadvertent or intentional. It may be obvious or subtle, but regardless of the fact, it is, in many cases, against the law. Racial discrimination is an act of making unjust distinction between human beings based on the group, class, other categories, which you're talking about, gay, homosexual, lesbian, whatever you are, black, green, purple, whatever your color is, Indian, Jew, Gentile. Folks discriminate on all them kind of bases. That's what needs to be covered in November, December, and January. In other words, she can start now, October, November, and December. When y'all come on the radio, y'all can talk about what you're going to be doing in October, November, and December, putting this stuff together. Am I hitting the nose, hitting it on the hammer on the head? Dr. McCoy.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I don't want to be overbearing, but we just got to get the facts straight and get it down.
That's it, my brother. And at the same time, I am sending you some emails now, even on the inauguration this year, next year. I'm sending you some emails now, okay?
That's in regards to what?
The president.
Oh, okay. Is that you or me?
Just sent them to me.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I was getting a sound like some kind of machine or something coming on, but I guess that's something else. I don't know what it is. But anyway.
Awesome.
It's all right here in a nutshell. And we done covered Ms. Gouch and Ms. Twyla. Well, here's the thing. Go ahead, doctor.
No, what I was going to say is that basically all we have to do now is make sure that we connect with our people that make sure that we do a connection with them. And I got you right here.
Hey, look here. We go to work January 11th at 6 p.m. now. That's on human rights versus civil rights. Now, it can't be that bullshit where folks don't be calling in like they were doing during the radiothon. Whoever supposed to be talking about human rights and civil rights, they got to call in, Dr. McCarvey.
Exactly. They got to call in.
And then what? And guess what?
Board members.
Begin to invite other people that ain't on the board that can talk about human rights and civil rights.
Sure, exactly. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start building that platform right now.
Yeah, because it kicks off January 11th. And then the next one comes place January the 15th. Then the next one take place March the 1st.
Exactly.
And then the final planning thing is March the 22nd.
That's right.
And the actual live conference all over the world take place on March the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. That's where folks, we be on the line with folks calling in from all over the world, just like we did the radiothon.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time up until March the 28th, January and February, we be planning them and meeting and talking and having radio shows. Then on the big
thing comes off on
March the 21st. That's when you bring in some kind of special guest. I don't know who that'll be. Somebody to blow the wheels off the vehicle. I don't know who you're going to find, but you got to bring somebody in with a power player then, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, this is my thing right here, and I'm reaching out this morning. This is my thing right here, is that each month during our event months, which is 12 months, each month we should have a special guest to come on for each program. You know, it won't be you and I all the time, or it won't be Dr. Howard all the time, or Herman all the time, but we should have a special guest. What you think about that? A special guest that will come on each month
and be
highlighted on the show.
Yeah, especially for January, February, and March. Now, in February, Black History
Month. Absolutely.
Have the person The person on the board that is responsible for human rights and civil rights, that's Dr. Clay now. Have him get some folks.
Yes. I can do that.
And they ain't got to be preachers. If they are preachers, hell, there can't be no scared preacher.
I know that's right. Not on this show.
In other words, when we get to going on the air, we got to stir the vote. We got to shake the boat. We got to shake that's up the right. ocean.
That's right. That's right now.
Because with the stuff that went on with Trump, we can't even have no more of that. I mean, we can, if we can keep from cussing and getting down really dirty and calling folk names with the help of God, but we got to do some hell raising.
We got to bring it, man. We got to bring it. I know what you're saying.
And for January, February, March, you and Dr. Clayton need to get on that with both feet and both hands. I know you got your schedule. I know you got your preaching schedule. And what I'm going to do as a radio jock, I'm going to find somebody in media to talk about it. I'm going to try to get them on. I may bring on Dr. Jack Shelton or somebody like that. I don't know who I bring on, but I'm going to bring somebody other than me.
I got you. I'll follow you.
But you all got to bring somebody other than you all. And you all need to, I'm just saying,
right.
For example, you, each one of y'all need to bring two.
That but you're right,
actually
though.
We
got to bring it.
Yeah, they're going to actually call in, and they're going to be calling in, their schedule so big. Hell, if your schedule, this is your schedule.
Exactly.
I hate to be pushy like that, but that's the way it is.
That's what you have to do, man. You can't play pat-a-cake with him, man. You got to go for it.
Yeah. All right. I believe we've uncovered it all, Dr. McCorvey.
I believe so. And I am sending this out to all board members that should have it. All new board members that should have it. They're going to have this program.
Yeah. Now, that's all. Now that it'd be six items. You got to add the last two, Edna Gouch, and the only thing with Miss Twilight is that you can send number four is her, but you can change your name in there. That's what you need to do for her. Change your name. I got Dr. Murphy. I got Miss Murphy. I don't know how I got
right.
You make sure you change your name now, because I'm gonna tell you if you ain't changed, I'm gonna say that's your fault. Well, you and I know it's my fault. but since you're in charge, it's your fault.
see that? I know, right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking back over this now. Everything looks good. And I'm sending out a lot of this morning because I want everybody to start. If they don't have their schedule in line, this week is a good time for them to put their schedule in line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, now here's another thing. On every one of these sessions, we bring the stuff about the Beatrice Culture Center, and we bring the stuff about the National Association Radiothon needing money. These are the two clogs, one representing what I fight for down here and what Herman is fighting for in Florida, is the Culture Center. In other words, every time we have a session, the commercials is going to be about them two entities or any other thing that we need. Another one need to be about suicide. About suicide.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, we have something in there, and I could run some commercials for diabetics, heart disease, all kinds of stuff like that.
There you go.
It's about reaching the people and giving the information they need. If you're living in the inner city, you need housing, get in touch with Attorney Jacobson. He'll fix you up. Don't wait until they come knocking on your door with the eviction notice to start squirming trying to get help. You get help
That's
the minute
right.
you get behind on your house note.
That's right.
We can do it, Mike.
That's
we
right,
can do
man.
It. We just got to get at it now. And it starts January 11th.
That's it.
Now, I'm going to try to find somebody to bring to that January 11th meeting. But you and Dr. Howard is going to have the flow. That's if I don't bring nobody.
I do have some people that I got to contact, man. I got to contact. I know everybody was busy during the holidays and everything, but I got to reach back out to these people and let them know what we're doing and how we're doing it, and put them. I got to put them on the spot.
Yeah. All right. And we also got to hit them about voting every time we do something.
Got to. I was hoping to hear.
How about Stacy? How can we get? Can we get Stacy on there? Before January 5th?
Hold on a minute.
Even after January 5th.
We need to get her this week. We need to get her this week. Because they're voting next week.
Tell us you can't give her but 10 minutes. 5 minutes.
Right. I have her number. Hold on a minute. I know I got her number. I got both her number. Her toll-free number and her regular number. Hold on a minute. I tried to get her for the show, but I couldn't get her. Let's see. What is that number? Where is that number?
And where is this Pastor Price, man?
I know. I'm going to call Monica in just a few minutes.
If we finish. Get Monica. Monica calls in and stuff. You may need to gear up and get monitors running that shit. Excuse me. I don't mean to say that. You know what I'm talking about.
You're right.
You got to have folks that's going to take action. Ain't no talk about exactly. I'm busy. I'm busy, too. You busy too, aren't you?
I know. Hey, I tell you what I'm gonna do. Let me make two calls. I want to call Stacey Abrams headquarters, and then I'm gonna turn around and call Pastor Price, and I'll call you right back.
Okay, and make sure you get Jeremy before his ass get out of the bed.
Yeah.
I hate that. See me, I'll cuss. I got two or three words, and I will say them when I get warmed up.
So let me make these calls.
I don't want to have to put on Facebook for adults.
I know, right? Let me get these calls done, and then I'm going to hit you right back, okay?
All right, I'm just going to pause it. Okay, well, look, I believe you and I have covered all we need to cover.
Okay.
The number one thing is... get rolling for January, and that January 11th will be here before you know it.
Exactly. Now, I got one young man that I want to be a part of either the task force or part of our blacks and athletics. And he is a retired NFL football player. He's a good friend of mine out of Miami.
Okay.
But he lives in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I can call his name. You heard of him. J.D. Pride.
Yeah. What area he be covering?
Huh?
I said, what area will he be covering?
I want to say one or two blacks in sports.
Yeah.
How they can protect themselves from different things that's going on. Because a lot of our, especially our black athletes, are just wasted, man, because they don't handle their finances right. They don't handle their business right. And they need a mentor. And J.D. Yeah. Pride would be a great mentor for them.
And half of them end up broke.
Exactly. J.D. Pride.
Yeah.
He got a program called for kids called Pride Aside.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and him been good friends down through the years.
Okay.
And anytime that he's near a city that I'm in, he's always come to where I'm at.
Right.
You know, so me and Pride are good friends.
Okay. All right. I'll just close some windows so I could get back to my final comment. Is there anything else you need to add?
I believe that'll be all.
Okay. Well, look, tomorrow, just give me an update on what you and Dr. Howard is talking about. And another thing you need to do in the next week or two, you really need to get your board members on board. I know that, I don't know if they're getting any kind of supplement or any kind of whatever y'all call it, but I tell you, the thing about me, Mike, I ain't got no money, but the thing about it, I need money. Whatever little y'all kick out me is going to do me good. But here's the thing about me, Mike, I'm going to work with you whether I'm getting money or not, Michael, but I do need the money. I'm just telling you now straight up.
And I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And what I want to do during the board meeting is I'm going to set aside a stipend that will supplement whatever income that we need to come in. You know, that's one of my main meetings for the board meeting anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody need to get a stipend.
And as for me, if it ain't but $25 a month, I don't care. That's what? I mean, that's real small, but you know what I'm talking about. I just need
something.
My radio bill is $39 a month. If you can go high, that's $39. I pay my radio bill. Exactly. I've been paying it for 20 years.
Right. So every little bit helps. And we're gonna vote on some things that's going to be in your favor during this annual board meeting in January. That's so important.
Okay.
So important. And speaking of board meeting, we're going to have, I want to set a date between now and Tuesday.
Well, we need to do it before January 11th, that's for sure.
Yes, between now and Tuesday, we need to set this annual board meeting up and kind of get everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
Maron Tedessa, the attorney, Clayton Howard, Dr. Howard, Jones.
Every one of them.
Every last one of them.
And look, like we said before, I know you're talking, but if they ain't there but 5 minutes.
We got to have them on there, man.
You got to get, we need 5 minutes of your time. That's just all to it.
5 minutes of your time. So let's talk to Jones. I'm going to talk to Jones, Howard, Maron Tedessa, Edna Gooch. I'm going to talk to them today.
Yeah.
And see what will be a sufficient time for everybody to be on the same page.
All right. Well, look here. You go ahead and set it up just like you set up that last one that we was on. Well, you set it up from your end, and all I have to do is dial in.
That sounds good, man.
All right. Okay, you take care, and let's close it with a prayer. I'll do a prayer, and you do one, too, as well. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to sit down and talk with Dr. McCarvey. We're talking about being faithful. We're talking about working toward the goals. We're talking about meeting the challenge. We're talking about getting boots on the ground to change what's happening in this country. Our folks, black folks, white folks, Mexicans, whoever they are, need to know God and need to know that they can get what they need to get through from being living in this world. But it takes action on their part. It takes action being in faith. You can't sit around talking about who we got and what doesn't got and what the government doing and what the white man doing. It's what you doing to yourself. You have the power within yourself, Jesus Christ. You know it. And we all have the power in ourselves to do what needs to be done. Give us the wisdom and knowledge and your leadership to lead us, God. Do not let us get all pompous and big-headed because what is the challenge that we have to have. But you are at the fore. Let us rely on you, Jesus, for our guidance. These many blessings we ask in our son Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our journey right now. Lord, we thank you for the vision that you have given us. And Lord, we thank you that you have brought us saved thus far. And Lord, we ask that you will continue your will in us as instruments being used by you, Father, to bless your people. Father God, we pray that you continue to bless NAB on every side, on every corner. Lord, we pray that you bless our leadership, the men that you have put in place, Lord, to work your program. And Lord, we thank you for Brother Howard, Lord, Freddie Howard, for his faithfulness. And Lord, we pray that you continue to work with us, build us as a team, guide us, and keep us in perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Talk to you later, man.
Okay, now. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.